Talk Live, toll-free number. Take control of the airwaves here, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch here into the third hour of the program, you can bring up what you would like. You can also connect with us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. Still to come, Mark has a user email or Facebook message that got him really passionate about something. We'll get into that here at 855-453, and we go back to Chris, who is on the line listening in Fort Worth, Texas, to lrn.fm. We were kind of short on time in that last segment. And Chris, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, and when John said that it was a license to steal if you allowed them to vote, what exactly is it they're stealing other than maybe the government programs that are out there for people who choose to live that way, letting the government take care of them, like welfare?
Well, the government doesn't have anything that it did not first steal from someone. So that's what he means, that they have a license to steal, is because if they're voting for these benefits, then they're taking that from someone. Because someone is having money stolen from them to pay for these things.
Well, a lot of those someones are going ahead and just voluntarily giving that money to the federal government. I mean, not voluntarily necessarily because they believe it's voluntary, because they're scared. But if more people would just stop participating with the federal government, then the votes wouldn't matter anymore.
Right. And Arizona has what I like to call an idiot tax, where they actually have on their income tax form, I did not pay enough money, here's some more. And they have received tens upon tens of thousands of dollars in what I call the idiot tax, of people that think that they haven't given enough money in taxes, so they voluntarily contribute.
Chris, anything else you want to share?
I was just thinking, we all have a license to steal, and really,
oh, yes.
Shouldn't we just eliminate the government programs that make us feel like we're getting stolen from?
I'm with you.
No doubt about that, and thank you for the call tonight.
Thanks,
Chris. Appreciate it, hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. However, if you want to have a chance at actually eliminating those government programs, in my opinion, you've got to get together with other people who think like you do. I mean, I'm sorry. There's just no chance it's going to happen in Washington, D.C. I'm sorry, no, not Rand Paul.
So you don't think the Free Washington, D.C. project is going to bring about freedom?
I think they should rename themselves Free Mordor.
I think it's a troll. I don't think that's a real
free
this place project.
But if we free D.C., then we free the world, because D.C. enslaves the world.
That's what they say.
That's an interesting point.
Free D.C. Is it the Free D.C. project or the Free Washington, D.C.?
I think it's
project.
Free D.C.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think that I'm pretty sure that's a troll site, but if it's not, then it's
they have
really
not
sad.
Made it to my Move Here project
really?
Website.
Yeah. Why not?
Hold
because
on. Free Samoa made it, but Free DC did not.
Yeah, Free Samoa made it on the first day.
Why not? I thought your Move Here project page on Facebook was dedicated to cataloging all of the Move Here projects.
Because I know that this one's a troll
How
site.
How do you know?
Because I was invited to the as but when there was one person who liked the page.
That doesn't mean that's the creator of the page.
It doesn't?
No. You can create a page and not like your own page.
Yes.
You can have zero. You have to like the page if you want to have that first like. If you want it to be you as the first like, you can like it. But you can also choose not to and wait and see if someone else becomes the first like.
Okay. I believe.
Who was the first like?
I refuse to give a name.
Was it a known troll in the Keene area?
Troll? No. I think it was somebody making a joke.
It is a good joke.
If you're using the term troll as somebody who's sort of making an account that's somewhat fake, yeah.
Is it the
troll
same person that runs the Keene Citizens for Parking Enforcement page?
It is not.
Okay.
So, anyway, let's move on, shall we? Back to Lou Rockwell and a couple more points that he's got to share about war and peace. And your comments are welcome on these or anything you want to talk about at 855-453. Number five on his list of six things. War is not good for the economy. A commitment to peace is a wonderful thing and worthy of praise, but it needs to be coupled with an understanding of economics. A well-known U.S. senator recently deplored cuts in military spending because, quote, he said, when you cut military spending, you lose jobs, unquote. There is no economic silver lining to war or to preparation for
war. By the way, jobs in this case is no one would employ people to dig a hole and then to fill it back up again.
Well, but no one other than the government.
Well, that's what the government's doing here, because they're making people, you know, they're employing people to build things that they're then going to blow up.
Yes. There's no economic silver lining to war or to preparation for war, says Rockwell. Those who would tell us that war brings prosperity are grossly mistaken, even in the celebrated case of World War II. The particular stimulus that war gives to certain sectors of the economy comes at the expense of civilian needs and directs resources away from the improvement of the common man's standard of living.
Yeah, were there all of these rations going on back during World War II?
Yeah, that's right.
You can't have more than this amount of chocolate. You can't have butter. You've got to have margarine with a little dye pack, and then you squeeze the dye in to make it turn yellow.
Oh, boy.
That's disturbing.
Yeah. because margarine is naturally white.
Because it's, you know, if it were good for the economy, if war were good, then you wouldn't have to have less.
I think World War II was good for the economy, and I haven't been able to get too many people to agree with this with me in this reason. But here's the reason, I believe, is because all the other countries that made things, the major manufacturing areas of the world, had been bombed into the Stone Age. You know, Japan... bombed.
So by the economy, you mean in the arbitrary landmass known as the United States?
I'm talking about the world economy that the other major manufacturing countries, they had had their... To manufacture, you must have factories, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If those factories have had big explosive devices dropped on them, it makes it difficult to manufacture things, right?
Yes.
So if a country doesn't have its... factories bombed into oblivion, then that country would have a distinct advantage in, say, 1946.
Okay.
If that country is able to establish market share, a great deal of market share in the next 5 years while your factories were being rebuilt, then that country would be difficult to unseat. It would perhaps be a world power. That's what happened in World War II.
So you are agreeing with my statement that when you say good for the economy, you mean the economy in a general,
a
specific land mass known as the United States.
It was good for the United
States. Not good for the world economy in any way, shape, or form.
War isn't good for any particular country's economy. However, World War II was good for the United States economy because it left in shambles the manufacturing base of every other country.
And it also is what propelled forth the global empire that has been the U.S. military since 1945.
I'm not saying that's a good thing.
I think, you know, you're making an interesting point, Mark, but I don't know that it would have been. I still don't agree with you, because I think that had the resources that were spent on the war were actually spent by the people who earned them here in this economy, in this arbitrary landmass, that we would have had more creation, there would have been more innovation, there would have been greater new products created and other things that would have advanced this economy far further than the decimation of the other countries. Countries out there and other factories, because then the people in this country couldn't do business with those other factories.
Let me try another analogy.
Somebody could have stepped on the moon 15 years earlier had there not been a war.
I don't know if that's the case or not, but maybe. Let me give you an example here. Let's say the three of us have car companies. We all have mediocre car companies. Now, I can put my time and energy, let's say 15% of my, I can put all of my profits into making a better car company, or I can put all my profits into destroying your car companies, physically blowing them up, and having no repercussions for myself, because remember, the United States factories weren't really harmed. Now, at that point, everybody's going to have to buy my cars, whether my cars stink or not.
No, they don't. They could go back to a horse and buggy if they wanted to. And besides, like you point out, your cars might suck, and so therefore that's not making anything better. It just means maybe you'll get a few more sales. That's not good for everyone.
I didn't claim it was good for everyone.
Well, to say it's good for the economy, to say war is good for the economy,
I didn't say that.
You said it was good for the U.S. economy.
I said World War II was good for the U.S. economy.
And I don't agree with that. 855-450 free, because you destroy people you could trade with around the world, and that's bad for everyone. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE or connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, we've got plenty to talk to you about here tonight, including Mark wants to read a private message that we were sent, apparently, on... Well, no, was it publicly it was publicly posted,
yeah.
This message. Sorry.
I wouldn't read a private message.
So anyone can go and see this on our Facebook profile, but we're going to read it on the air because Mark has a few things to say about that. But first, we're going to continue with Lou Rockwell on his points on war and peace. Also, want to invite you over to our website. Please enjoy the features we have there. And if you enjoy Free Talk Live enough, you really want to help support the show, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Now, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is to get Free Talk Live in more ears around the world. And that's what we do with your $5 a month that you send in through the AMP program. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us, and we really appreciate it. So, again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices. That's really important. If you're getting ready for, say, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, to come see us at Porkfest, and you can get registered at porkfest.com, you're going to need some camping gear. Well, where are you going to get your tent and your inflatable air mattress and your cooking gear? And all these other things. Get them at ManVentureOutpost.com. Not only are you helping out Free Talk Live and supporting one of our advertisers that believes in what we believe in, or at least, you know, similarly. How could anybody believe what we believe? Entirely. But you're also going to get the best prices. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, and you can trust them. ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so 855 450 free. Lou Rockwell's going through a few really important points about war versus peace, and rebutting some of the old myths, like war is good for the economy, although Mark apparently believes that World War II was good for the U.S. economy. I don't know if I agree with that.
I think it's demonstrable.
Daryl, how do you feel about that opinion of Mark's?
I don't agree. If war is, I forget who said it, but they said if war is good for the economy, why don't countries just agree to send ships to the middle of the ocean and then sink both of them?
Wait a second. That's not what my statement is. And I think that that's very prescient, right? Like, it's funny, but that's not what my statement is. My statement isn't you should play the lottery in order to make money. But my statement would be that sometimes people that play the lottery win. And I believe the United States got very lucky.
That presumes that you can win out of a war that decimates thousands of lives around the world. There's no win there.
Some people in the United States financially benefited from World War II.
That's true.
I will grant you that. But
yes,
to say that it was good for the economy or good for the Americans, I totally do not agree.
Yeah, I totally disagree with that. I mean, that would be like saying you could scorch the rest of the earth and make it so that just this country was left and that would somehow benefit us. And that's ridiculous.
No, that's not what I'm claiming at all. There's still the people around the world that needed items that were manufactured. And the best place at that point left to get those things manufactured was the United States because of the reality of what happened in World War II. Now, do I think that we could have, that humankind would have been better off without World War II? Yeah, probably, but I think you would have had to start with World War I at that point. World War II was a direct cause of World War I.
Hitler. Right, we'd be better off with no war, absolutely.
Right.
There's no doubt about
that. I'm not arguing that point.
But what you're saying is that the U.S. would have been worse off had World War II not happened? What seems ridiculous to me.
I think that may very well be the case, because people would have bought about the same amount of stuff, or maybe they would have bought less stuff because they didn't have to replace things. Those things would have been manufactured, not necessarily in the United States, but around the world in factories that were existent at that time. And the spread of wealth would have continued on through these other largely other imperial nations, rather than this particular nation that was a would-be empire. And that would have just been the result, is the forwarding of these empires.
What makes you believe that people who, largely for the most part around the world in a lot of these other places, aren't particularly wealthy, are going to be able to afford to pay for products coming from the United States if there's no other local companies to compete with the U.S., the U.S. companies could then raise their prices because they would know that, well, there's nobody else manufacturing, so let's jack the prices up even more. What makes you think there's going to be any appreciable amount of purchasing going on there?
The German people, the French people, people in Europe, people in certain areas in Asia, they did have money, and they bought things to replace the things that went kaboom. And even people that were in third world countries, they still, you know, felt the scorches of war and still need to replace some things with whatever meager amounts of money they had. Yes, I do think the broken window fallacy is somewhat true in the sense that if somebody breaks a window, you must replace it. I do not think that it adds to the overall economy of humankind. I do think that it benefits the guy that sells windows. And in that case, the United States was selling a lot of windows.
So do you think that natural disasters are good for the economy?
No. But they are good for people that, say, clean out flooded basements. Would you agree with that?
Sure.
Okay, that's all I'm saying, is the United States was the only person left that cleaned out basements. They had killed all the other basement cleaners.
Well, first of all, not everybody was decimated.
Not everybody,
in World War
II. there were a lot of factories that went. I mean, factories. First it was air bases and military bases, and then factories. After they ran out of factories, which they did in Germany, they bombed all the factories. Then they just started.
I think we're dealing with the firebomb Dresden,
which was just residential stuff.
I think you're dealing with seen and unseen. While what you're saying may be true, and obviously I'm not a history buff enough to know for sure, so I'm taking your word for it. While what you're saying may be true that some businesses got extra business because there were some factories that got shut down by bombings in other countries.
Yes.
That may be true. What you can't see and admittedly cannot calculate, and neither can we, is how much wealth would have been created in both the U.S. and the rest of the world, but just the U.S. as well, if they could actually, you know, we didn't have a war, and there were a bunch of factories all around the world, so we had more competition, more products being manufactured, more, innovation, new things being created, and all of the wonderful things that would have come out of all of that fruitful building and that allocation of resources that would not have been directed by government bureaucrats for all of those years, and where we would have been after that point. That's the unknown in this particular situation.
I will always err
on the side of peace as far as it being better economically.
So here's the only thing we're disagreeing on. We're not claiming that the world wouldn't be better off. The world would be better off financially had not all that manufacturing gone into making things that went boom.
And I'm also saying we don't know how much better the U.S. would have been had the world continued to manufacture.
You don't know, and it would take a great deal of academic digging to be able to prove you wrong, but I believe that that would be the case.
I think it's counterproductive to get on the air and talk about how great World War II was
great.
For the economy in the U.S.
I'm not claiming it's great. I'm only claiming that... In that particular, I'm acknowledging the truth of that particular instance.
But it's not necessarily
you
the truth.
You are taking an ideological position because you don't like the possible truth. I am willing to admit the truth.
Peace leads to better prosperity than war.
Generally.
That's a fact. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And saying something different, I think, is a dangerous thing to do. Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power." A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you'd like at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on our sites. They are for free. And if you'd like, you can be kept in the loop with what's going on with the show. You can go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up for our emailed updates. Also, follow us on Twitter or Facebook, whatever your preference for delivery is. They're all free, so go to news.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever considered getting some storable food for an emergency situation, we were just talking about wars, and you never know when those things are going to strike either.
Weren't there jets that flew over Keene, New Hampshire today?
Two F-16s.
What I heard.
That's what Pete Ayer said from CopBlock.org.
I don't think they were intending to target your house, but I suppose the possibility exists.
I don't like seeing that happen, though. That's not cool.
Well, emergencies can take all kinds of forms. It's not just war. And here in the United States, I don't think that we really expect that to happen. But you never know. It could be some kind of internal conflict. Could be some kind of deterioration of our economic system. These kind of things just come out of the come out of the blue. Could be some kind of emergency situation caused by weather. You don't know. That certainly happens. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. It's cost-effective. It's all you have to do is go to food.freetalklive.com. We represent the Legacy Premium brand. It's $1.50 a meal. You can't get that unstored. You can't go to the grocery store and make a $1.50 meal. It's very difficult. But the Legacy Premium brand not only makes relatively inexpensive meals, they make ones that are relatively healthy for you. They're 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free, and they'll last for 25 years. They come in plastic totes. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Each one's sealed. I'd say individually, but there's like four meals per pouch, which means that you don't have to open them all at once. So you can, you know, if you have a disaster, you're not opening some giant number 10 can. It's food.freetalklive.com. By the way, the taste is great. They're the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders, vegetarian and gluten-free options. Food.freetalklive.com. Check out the specials we've got there.
To the phones and to your thoughts. We go to Dan, listening in Southern California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dan.
Hi. Well, that was quick. I was wondering if I had time to get on.
There you go.
Conversation about World War II is really interesting, and I like one point, especially one of you made. I haven't learned to tell your voices apart yet, who's who, but somebody said that World War II was really World War I continued, which is true.
That was me, Mark, the super genius.
Okay, Mark, hi. and the humble one, too, I see.
Right, yeah.
The one point I wanted to throw in, though, about whether it was good for the U.S. economy is that the U.S. taxpayer is the one who paid for Europe to buy the rebuild from America,
yep.
The Marshall
sure
Plan,
sure
the way. And so that muddies the water. So the U.S. taxpayer
sure
got to pay for the war, to break everything, and then to pay to build it up again. And that was another interesting effect because the German, mainly the German steel mills that we paid to rebuild were then more modern than the U.S. steel mills. And the Germans built much better steel, which made them on a world market more competitive and eventually led to the downfall of the U.S. steel industry, which was protected by tariffs for a while from this difference in quality.
Yep.
So it really, there's a big mix, but the U.S. taxpayer took it in the shorts once again.
As they normally do.
Yeah, and they did it at the, you know, of course, these big companies didn't bear the cost. So at that point, as it tends to be, the government tends to protect those that protect, that are able to fund the government better, and goes after the people that they're, you know, that aren't so able to protect themselves. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Dan, thanks for sharing that tonight. Anything else?
Okay, just to throw, quickly, that the same kind of thing happened with the several Iraq wars and all these other things where the U.S. taxpayer gets to build up the villain. For instance, Saddam Hussein, the U.S., on and off, he was the good guy between the Iran-Iraq war and fighting the Russians in the area and that kind of stuff. So we paid to build up him and Osama bin Laden. Then when they're big, then we got to pay to destroy them. And then when there's destruction there, and then we get to pay to build it back up.
Yep,
yeah, it's
right.
Like Uncle Sam's just a real bad judge of character, isn't he?
Thanks, Dan, for your call
and the
thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Benjamin. He's in California. And, Benjamin, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hello.
Hey.
I hear you guys talking about World War II and its economic impact. And I think there is something that you guys have not touched on yet, which is because during World War II, people stopped, I don't want to say wasting, but they focused all of their resources and energies into being more productive than they had before because of the war effort.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of factories built for the war effort. So coming out of World War II, people still had this being thrifty and economical with how they spent the resources, and you had a lot of factories that could easily be retooled over for standard market rather than just for the war. Now, I don't think that that is a reason for war. I don't think we're better off economically as the world for the war, but I just think that's another aspect to it.
Something to point out.
Do you think Mark's right, though, in his claim that the U.S. is better off because of World War II?
I don't know. Better off is a weird thing to say. In one way, yes, the United States was better off coming out of World War II because we were automatically the big dog. No one could compete with us because of the position we had been in during World War II. Now, it's sort of like coming out of World War II, we definitely had the biggest slice of the pie. The problem is we might have had an even bigger slice of just a simply even larger pie had there been no World War II.
Right, because what if people could take the money they earn and allocate it in the way they want to? I mean, we all know that you get to spend, when you get to spend your money and decide how to save it or give it away or whatever, that you do a better job than some disconnected government bureaucrat.
Well,
and if all, you know, however many hundred million Americans there might have been there at that time,
they
would have been doing more with what they had.
But you're acting like the World War II didn't promote equality and therefore to some extent freedom. The fact is, World War II brought into the marketplace women who had largely been not been in the working marketplace and didn't have the power to own property and a variety of other things. Let's not forget how African Americans' positions changed. They moved out of the fields, away from sharecroppers, and towards factories at this point. And they also were brought into the greater economy of the United States. And so, you know, this changed things too. You don't get to say a future where you get to pick what works and what doesn't work. You have to look at 1939 and you need to push that forward. And I don't think that the world of 1939 to 1949 is going to be that much better for the United States because of the restrictions of freedoms of people that had in this country that would not have been, would not have melted away as quickly if it hadn't been for World War II.
So obviously, had the changes that took place spurred on by World War II taken place minus World War II, everybody would be better off.
Everybody would. I've never argued that point.
Right. But the fact remains in that those changes might not have taken place for many, many decades had World War II not happened. I tend to look at these kind of things as, if you look at biology and evolution, there are traumatic things that happen in the environment that spur on great change. Evolutionary biologists will talk about how, there's really not a lot of change, and then some kind of dramatic event will happen that causes biology to change rapidly in order to adapt to the new circumstances. And I look at something like a World War II as a catastrophe and a tragedy, but it did spur on change to a great degree. I don't know that everybody would be better off because of it, that everybody is better off because of it, but you can't ignore that there are aspects that show we are better off.
Ben, it sounds, I don't know if this is actually what you're saying or not, but it sounds like you're saying that World War II brought the U.S. out of the Great Depression. And that's what a lot of people that say that World War II was good for the economy are saying.
Stand by. We can continue the conversation here in moments. 855-453. You can take control and bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse, social unrest, natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
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 get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia, June 6th, 7th, and 8th. 3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness. Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show, June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com. Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase. The Social Prepper Trade Show, presented in part by GCN.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You would like at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features we give you completely free. And if you like Free Talk Live, support us by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com or promote the show. Get a free bumper sticker at promote.freetalklive.com. Just send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the address provided, and then we will shove a bumper sticker in your self-addressed stamped envelope and send it back to you. So all of that's free, and there's more things that you can use to promote us at promote.freetalklive.com. We go back to Benjamin. He is on the line, calling from California. And Benjamin, you're pointing out that that with World War II, you're looking at some of the aftermath and some of the things that happened. Was pointed out that women wouldn't have been so prolific in the workplace were it not for them essentially being thrown into it to some extent during World War II. And you gave some examples of some of the changes that may have possibly have been accelerated by World War II. Of course, we don't know what the world would have looked like had World War II or World War I not have occurred.
Or the Spanish-American War or the Civil War.
Right, and we don't know
any of the others.
We don't know what would have happened with women and blacks and all of that stuff. But as you pointed out, it's possible that those things could have advanced. We don't know. All we know is the damage that was done, and we can point to certain people that benefited because of the damage that was done. But ultimately, we can't ever know the unseen, and that could be the tremendously larger amount of wealth that we could have created had those resources not been burned up, had those people not been incinerated or shot to death, who might have actually come up with the next great invention or the next great 25 inventions or the best way to sell those inventions. Who knows what kind of skills the world lost because all of those men died in that war. So it's completely incalculable, and I think that's why I don't like hearing this idea that, oh, well, look at all these benefits from World War II. Well, the thing is, we don't know what we missed out on, and I think that's the most important thing to say.
Well, no, absolutely. You don't know what we missed out on, the unseen. But I think it is unfair. I hate saying unfair about this kind of thing, but it's unfair to not point out what little good came out of it.
It's kind disingenuous.
Of the silver lining.
And it makes one look like a zealot that doesn't listen to the truth. That's what the problem is. Ian.
What do you mean the truth? I'm not denying that somebody's business did better because of World War II. I don't think I've denied that. But the truth is, prosperity comes from peace.
Rights
overall.
Were destroyed during World War II. Japanese Americans were interned. And the President of the United States knew that he could get away with anything as long as he said, there's a threat.
What about all those people that were interned? What would have they have created? What's
peace? I'll give you a great example about an impact of what happened with the Japanese being interned. Until the Japanese were interned during World War II, they held a lot of the farms here in California. They ran farms. They were doing all that kind of stuff. When they got interned, the government said, oh, crap, we need that food, and there's nobody to run the farms. So they brought up people from Mexico to run those farms for the Japanese. And that is one reason we have the current dynamic of immigrants coming from Mexico is because of the internment of the Japanese who are running their farms perfectly fine here in California. That's just continued from that point. So there are all sorts of unseen consequences from people's actions that we're still kind of dealing with today.
Further, I'd like to point out that what was occurring in 1939 wasn't peace, Ian. I agree with you that peace brings prosperity. I think stability also brings prosperity, but there's a problem with stability. In when you have a stability of empires, and that's what occurred prior to World War I. Take a look. Basically, the British Empire was destroyed by the two world wars. Those people in India have self-governance, and Pakistan and these other countries have self-governance. And you seem to advocate for self-governance, especially in the case of New Hampshire. These things basically change. It's not peace when somebody says who's rich and who's poor and who gets to win and who gets to lose. We had a world of empires prior to the world wars, and those world wars, to some extent, are responsible for the changes that occurred. These empires were spent dry, and they had to divest themselves of these countries. These people didn't want to fight for foreigners in their wars. They were sick of it, and there were some changes as a result there, too. That's all I'm saying, Ian, is you got to look at these things in a historically accurate context rather than just picking up dogma and running with it. Because no one's going to believe you if you just take dogma and run with it.
Okay. I think it's fine to look at what actually happened and say, oh, well, here were some of the benefits of what happened, and I see that that's what you're doing. But I think it's I don't like the way that it's put out there to suggest that, well, you know, look at all these great things that came from World War II.
I didn't say all these
great things. What we don't know is what all the great things we could have had if we didn't have the war. That's my only point here. Anything else, Benjamin?
Just that I know myself and my family are looking forward to meeting you guys when you visit San Jose here at the end of the week for the Bitcoin conference.
Yep.
And looking forward to that.
Thanks, Ben. We'll see you at the Bitcoin 2013 coming up here this weekend in San Jose. Bitcoin2013.com. You can get registered there.
Well, I'm going to unequivocally say that every other war that the United States participated in, the taxpayers and largely the businesses, nobody benefited. I'm only saying that there's a roll of the dice and an unlikely roll of the dice, like a snake eyes roll or a double sixes roll, that you might actually see the economy of your country benefit from a war. Who benefits from wars? The military-industrial complex, people who make boots, people who make tanks, people that make things that blow into little pieces and kill people.
That much
That's
is true.
Who wins.
Let's go to Dustin in New York, listening to XM's America's Talk. Hello, Dustin.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
I'd like to comment. I'd like to actually add more onto the World War II discussion you guys are having. I'm a very, very big World War II enthusiast. I don't collect anything, but I watch document it very after show after everything on World War II, from the Nazis to us and whatnot. And I want to comment on the economy. You know, one of you gentlemen brought up a good point about the women and African Americans coming into the workforce. And more than anything, not only did we get the industrial you know, a little kick in the butt, you know, to get us started. It also, I mean, huge, many, many, many jobs came from that. I mean, the factories are going 24 hours a day, making these tanks, making the airplanes, you know.
Those people couldn't have jobs in other areas that they might have otherwise wanted to work.
Absolutely, because unfortunately, you know, we were coming out of the Great Depression, you know. It was, you know, still slow, and unfortunately, you know, Pearl Harbor happened, dragged us into the war. I mean, it was only right. And, you know, a lot, the whole country came together. Everyone sacrificed. They bought the war bonds.
See, that statement right there is evidence that it was not good, because if you have to sacrifice your good way of life in order to do the right thing for the country, whatever that is, then that's evidence that people were giving something up in order to get through that period of years. And I think that's true. People did make sacrifices. They were demanded of them, and that's no good. That's not good for the economy.
Are you familiar with the history of the Hawaiian Islands?
Yes. No, I'm not.
Yeah, they were originally called the Sandwich Islands, and in about 1880, I think it was, there was a coup that was held by Americans on the island. So, essentially, and remember, Hawaii was not, it was only a protectorate.
It was 1893.
1893, thank you. Hawaii was only a protectorate at that point. It wasn't a...
No, Hawaii was an independent nation. No,
well, it was in 1893.
And then there was a coup in 1893 that established the Republic of
Hawaii.
But
in 1941, well, Hawaii was only a protectorate. It wasn't a state. So
yes.
I would contend is that Hawaii was stolen land, and that the United States shouldn't have had Pearl Harbor, and so therefore it wouldn't have been bombed.
Well,
from the Japanese?
Contention.
Yeah, the Japanese wouldn't have been able to bomb the United States' Pearl Harbor base because it wouldn't have been there, because it didn't belong there, because the United States participated in a coup and unseated a, you know, another government of a foreign country.
I agree 100% with that.
It was a queen.
And also, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just pointing, Ian asked if it was a king, and I said it was a queen,
gotcha.
But I don't know how that queen, you know, came into power.
Dustin, thanks for your call tonight. If you want to call tomorrow, we'd love to talk to you further. Appreciate it. We're out of time for this evening, though. We'll be back tomorrow. We do this thing 7 nights per week. And don't forget to join Daryl on his website, fpp.cc. More Free Talk Live tomorrow. We've only got two more shows from here in Keene, New Hampshire. This week, starting on Thursday night, we should be out in sunny California doing our shows live at Bitcoin Conference. See you tomorrow.
Money's tight, and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage, and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.